Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive to left field. Jamison throws towards third. Hodapp fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodapp. O'Rourke scores. Schulte moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shang tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards the mound. Ogden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brannon. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive beyond first. Blue can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lind moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Shang moves to second. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Shang steals third. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Mel Harder now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogden strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-1, Browns. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harder. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Ogden covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Summa moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brannon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.